at the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching, we did studies of five fields of professional education, beginning with the law, and then adding engineering, a study of the preparation of Jewish and Christian clergy, nurses, and physicians. One of the key purposes in these studies was to identify themes or concepts that spanned all of these professions. And in the search for those, we encountered enough evidence to suggest that we could think about professional education as a kind of modern equivalent to apprenticeship. Using the lens of apprenticeship, we then postulated that students today encounter not typically one unified apprenticeship, but rather three rather distinct apprenticeships. The first of these we call the academic or cognitive apprenticeship, and this is where students acquire what is usually called the knowledge base of the profession, often taught in essentially academic form in classrooms. But in order to be a professional, it's not enough to have access or knowledge of the knowledge base. It's also necessary to be able to bring that knowledge to bear for the benefit of clients or patients and the general public. And this requires then what we call the second apprenticeship, the apprenticeship of practice. Yet, putting together the apprenticeship of practice with the base of knowledge itself does not add up to a full professional performance. Real professionals also require an understanding of the purposes of the profession that is strong enough that they're able to mold their identities around that purpose. And we call this the third apprenticeship, the apprenticeship of identity and purpose.